This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. As we were planning our show about wasting money, we didn't just consider the little things that add up. We throw money away on big ticket items, too. Take education. This week, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau published a report that identified student loan debt as a roadblock to what it calls a full financial life for consumers. It seems the burden of paying for college is preventing a whole generation of educated young people from owning homes and saving for retirement and becoming entrepreneurs. With all that in mind, we asked you to tell us whether you've ever thought your costly college education wasn't worth it. And plenty of you were quick to tell us that you considered your degrees a waste of money. In a moment, we'll hear about people who've chosen alternative paths to education. But first, our Facebook friend Kat Greger has thought a lot about the value of her degree. She went to art school in New York City and graduated in 2008. And she joins us on the phone now from her home in Pittsburgh, PA. Welcome, Kat.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand you have some hefty student debt from that art degree. How much are you in for?
I'm over $206,000.
Oh, that must make you stagger when you say that, right? What's your job situation?
I work at a nonprofit. We have an art school program, and I'm student services here. I work here, and I really love it. I interact with high schoolers daily. So while I'm able to put my federal loans on forbearance, because I make so much less income than somebody working at a corporate job, I still haven't really been able to do much about my private student loans, which are the bulk of my student loans.
Well, how do you feel about your art degree? Looking back now, was it worth it?
When I really think about it, it was worth it. It was one of the greatest periods of my life, really. However, I'm not sure monetarily if it was completely worth it. I've had plenty of time to think about it in the 5 years since I graduated, what I could have done differently to ease the burden.
Well, if you had to do it over again, would you perhaps have chosen a different path?
If I knew now what I knew then, I would definitely do it a little bit differently, probably get some core stuff done in community college. If I even went to college at all, I might just immerse myself in different studios that do what I wanted to do.
Kat Greger is a Marketplace Money listener, and thank you so much for telling your story.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So what do you all think? How much is too much to spend on an education? And what choices are out there for people who think a traditional, expensive education is a waste of money? Keo Stark has some ideas about this. She interviewed scores of people wrestling with these questions for her new book, Don't Go Back to School. And they came up with lots of alternatives. Keo, it is so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk with you.
Well, what are your thoughts on Kat's story? Does it sound familiar?
It sounds extremely familiar. And I did hear a lot of people talk about what they valued in school when they went. A lot of that had to do with the socialization and having a sort of safe space to grow up.
Well, how do you know if you're the kind of person who will do well outside of mainstream education?
It's a choice that people don't know that they have. A lot of people think that they need to have the structure of school in order to learn. And one of the things that was important to me in writing the book was to give people a sense of how you can accomplish that without the structure of school, to give models and techniques. It's not easy. It's not easier than school, but it's cheaper.
Well, you talked to a lot of artists who, unlike our listener Kat, did not finish their art degrees. Why did they leave and what did they do instead?
One of the people I talked to is a man named Chris Bathgate, who's a successful artist. He makes sculpture that is generally mechanical. And he did go to art school for a year. He had three jobs in order to pay for it. The most important thing for him is that he wasn't learning any of the things he needed to learn to make his work. He was learning a lot of art theory and decided that it would be better for him to invest the money in the machinery he needed and taking the time to learn how to use it.
College education still does beat out any number of other ways to invest your money. Median earnings for a grad with bachelor degrees were more than 50% higher than for people with only a high school diploma. So how did the people that you talked to deal with this return on investment aspect of their decision?
For a lot of the people I talked to, either they didn't have the money in the first place and they didn't have a position in life that they thought they would be able to pay off debt. And so they were very wary of getting into debt. I think people always worry about, will I be able to get a job if I learn outside of school, if I don't have a degree? And all the stories that I collected showed that people have every opportunity to find work without having a degree. So I think 5 years from now, given the economic situation we're in, employers are going to have to respect people who have learned outside of school and their credentials are their experience.
Keo Stark, her new book is Don't Go Back to School. And thanks so much. It was really good talking with you.
Thanks, Barbara.
Are you swimming in student loan debt like our listener Kat? Or perhaps credit cards are costing you instead? For next week's show, we'd like to hear about how debt has affected your relationships with the people in your life. Whether you have personal loans to pay back to a friend or a family member, or you're deep in with a bank and it's affecting your marriage, write to us with your debt stories at marketplacemoney.org.